You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. They were talking about forbidden foods, and this is the capstone, the top of the pyramid, the most forbidden food, and the most powerful one. And this is brain. And I'm going to talk about pork brain because liver brain is expressly prohibited in the United States. All right. Pork brain is probably hard to get as well, but whatever, at least it's not illegal yet. All right, so what's the big deal with pork brain? I mean, it's got quite a few nutrients, but the big one, is cholesterol. Number one is cholesterol, and number two is B12. Those are two biggies that are going to that set pork brain apart. So, it's a 6 times the cholesterol as what's in liver, 14.8 times the cholesterol as what is in lobster. So this is an incredible infusion of cholesterol. So if you ate one pig brain, and they don't even list 100 grams or 3 ounces, they list 85 grams, so even a smaller portion, then this is going to totally recharge your battery. This has the power to recharge your adrenal glands, your liver, your heart, your brain, and repair cell membranes throughout your body. You just can't say enough of this. So why is pig brain illegal in the various countries? All right. So you have cow brain illegal in the United States under the pretense of mad cow disease, which we understand, or I understand, does not exist and is caused by toxicity of the cows. So cow liver would be, cow brain rather, would be fine to eat from a grass-fed cow, free of antibiotics, free of hormones, and chemical injections. So, and cow brain is pretty close to pig brain, if anything, a little more powerful nutritionally. So why is pig brain illegal? Well, the United States, they just don't bother with it. They don't mention it, and they're hoping no one will think of it. But in other countries that I've gone to, I've asked, well, why is pig brain illegal? And so, well, it's illegal because certain black magic people who practice black magic, use the pig brain in ceremonies. Like, that is ridiculous. That's like outlawing chicken blood or chicken entrails. Well, that's silly. So every government has its excuse. But basically, one pig brain every year or every other year, again, you're not going to have any adrenal failure, I'll tell you that. And your liver is going to be tuned up and functioning well. Your brain is going to be sharp. And yourself, when you have cell turnover, you're going to have the cholesterol there to fix and repair those cells. And you say, well, Dr. Daniels, how can you eat something once a year? Because the nutrients are in the fat and are in the fat state, not water soluble. So they're stored. Literally, things that are fat soluble can be stored in your body for years, plural, many, many years. So how do you cook a pig brain? There are many, 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 many ways. The simplest way, of course, is to put some oil in the pan, salt, pepper, crushed some garlic, cook it, and then scramble an egg with it, and boom, la-da, you got it. I would definitely put 4 eggs with one pig brain. The pig brain tastes like a combination between liver and meat. It's a mild livery taste. And so that's your pig brain. So what is a serving for one person? Probably anywhere from a quarter of a brain to a full brain. And that's something that you would eat, like I said, once every year or two. And that's it. That is a list of forbidden foods. And the reason they're forbidden is because If you ate them, you would no longer be frail. You would be so much stronger than you are. So this is the third hour of our show where we take questions. And we have Dan from Texas. Dan, how are you?
Doc, I'm fine. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
Anyway, a lot of these things you've mentioned, I had to eat plenty of when I was a kid growing up. Because we lived in poverty. Mm-hmm. And we had pig brain and scrambled eggs regular, and I had to eat liver once a week, and I can't stand that stuff, but I figured out a way to eat it by cutting it up in very small pieces and mixing it in with a bunch of mashed potatoes and then just swallowing it whole without chewing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an uncle that taught me how to do that because I couldn't stand the taste of the stuff. But that got it down in my stomach.
Yep.
So, anyway, can I go off topic and ask you about a couple of medications?
You could. We'll see what we can do.
Are you familiar with a pharmaceutical drug called naltrexone?
Yeah, it starts with the N as in Nancy, doesn't it?
Yes. N-A-L-P-R-E-X-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Which is touted as being a substance abuse drug to help people addicted to drugs or alcohol. I was just curious if you were familiar with it and had any opinion on it.
I am familiar with it. Naltrexone came out back when I was in medical school back in 1980s. You'll know that half of everything we know in medicine is proven false every 4 years, right? And so naltrexone having come out in 1980-something is about 96% chance that it's totally useless and not effective for what they said it is useful for. Now, this is by the medical industrial complex, their own confession. So naltrexone is, I think, pretty dangerous. I would not use it or recommend it for anyone who wanted to detox from opioid or alcohol dependence.
And then second, you might recall, I'm blind from a eye disease, retinitis pigmentosa.
Mm-hmm.
And they have recently put on the market, I'm not interested in it, but I'm curious about it, a genetic drug called Luxturna, L-U-X-T-U-R-N-A, or it's just recently come out on the market. Are you familiar with that at all?
No, it's new, but I am familiar with gene therapy, and gene therapy has fallen upon hard times because people are actually dying, because it modifies the genes in every cell of your body, not just the target organ that it's trying to fix.
Well,
and so because
ahead,
of this, there've been a lot of deaths.
Right. And the interesting thing about it is, of course, this Luxturna was recently put on the market. I mean, recently, just within a month or two, intended to be of some benefit to unspecified sufferers of retinitis pigmentosa. I called the people at Luxturna, and they wouldn't give me very much information. All they would say is, well, I don't know, or, well, you'd have to consult your qualified medical professional. And because I was wanting to know, you know, who is this drug designed to benefit? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being good vision, 10 being totally blind, retinitis pigmentosa has reduced me to about a 9.5. And so I was curious with these people, is this going to take me back to a 1 or a 2?
No.
Well,
No.
No.
I had it here on the internet. They didn't do research on that. So they had no information. They did research on low light studies. So if you can navigate a maze in low light, then this will increase your ability to navigate in low light. So you're not a low light person.
No, I can't navigate a maze under any conditions. Anyway,
exactly. So
they were very short on any real answers. And then to boot, this product costs $850,000.
Yep, that's what it says here.
And then by
the
time...
For a year or for a month? For a year or for a month?
I'm not sure. I think it's... I really don't know. They didn't give me any answers to that either. But then you throw in the cost to the qualified medical professional. I mean, the product alone is $850,000. And then throw in the assistance of the qualified medical professional, and you're probably looking at $1 million.
Right, so, to you, someone in the public, you're like, $850,000, blah, 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 blah. But you're missing what's really going on here. What's happened is the government has basically said to this drug company, we're going to give you a check, so to speak, where you can take $850,000 out of the government's piggy bank at will, whenever you can get someone to write a prescription for this. And so this $850,000 is being paid by Medicaid, which is a government program.
Right.
And so what has happened is, first of all, this drug was approved under the orphan let's get rid of this. So $850,000 for a one-time treatment. Okay. So what the government has done by approving this drug through the FDA, and it's approved through the Orphan Drug Program, by the way, which means their level of proof for safety and effectiveness is very low. They've only done, according to the internet, one study with 31 people. So there you have it. But basically, the government has said, you get a doctor to write this prescription, and then we'll hand you $850,000 through the Medicaid program. Because no one's got $850,000. And that's all it is. Like the AIDS drugs were the first ones. They were $30,000 plus a month. And what they did was everyone who needed those drugs, say needed, was put on Medicaid. And the government, the feds and states, just channeled the money right straight through to the drug companies. And so what this is it's a big money transfer. It's got nothing to do with anyone's health or effectiveness of the drug. I mean, you're going to do a study with just 31 people, and that's going to prove a drug is effective?
Right. Well, I found it quite interesting when I called the people at Luxturna that they were very short on any real answers to any of my questions.
Well, if you did research on only 31 people, you'd be short on answers, too. So don't be too hard on them.
And I wanted to know, did they do clinical studies? Did they file a report with the FDA?
Oh, they did. They did, yes.
I told them I'd like to see that report because I went to their website, Luxturna.com, where they said you could get answers, and there's nothing there.
You have to go to the FDA's website. You have to go to the FDA's website to get the FDA report that they submitted.
Well, they wouldn't even tell me that. I told them I'd like to read the study and the report, and all they would tell me is, well, you'll have to consult with a qualified medical professional.
Right.
They wouldn't even tell me, hey, it's available at the FDA's website.
Right.
Because they apparently didn't want me reading it.
Well, no, you're not really, you're not intended to. You are a child, and you need your doctor to tell you what to do. That's the basic belief of the system.
Doc, again, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we'll be talking to you again.
Okay. right, bye-bye. Okay, we have a lot of stuff going on in the chat room here. Let us check it out. All right, let's see if we have any questions. All right, so let's go back to the beginning. Okay, so I, let's see. So Omaha Steaks offers calf's liver. It is not cheap, and it's 12 pieces for $45. Now, I have to say, calf liver at the grocery store is $8 a pound, which comes down to about $2 to $3 a piece. So it's in the price range there. Dr. Downs, can we use malted butter to cook our lobster? I personally recommend minimal butter, and then when you eat butter, eat minimally processed butter. And there's this new thing, called fermented butter. And it might be it doesn't say what malted butter is. So I'd say stick to regular butter. Enough processing. All right. What is the difference between egg whites and egg yolks? Good question. So the cholesterol is in the yolk and the protein is in the whites. So two very separate nutrients. When you eat nothing but egg whites, you get a protein overload, stress on your kidneys, and stress on your joints. So I would not recommend anyone eat egg whites as an egg substitute. In fact, I wouldn't recommend anyone eat an egg substitute. Either eat an egg or don't eat an egg. But the egg substitutes are very, 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 very bad. So the egg whites, a very bad idea. All right. Yolks are very high in cholesterol, but not high enough. In other words, they're not going to hold a candle to your liver. So let's see. All right, so egg yolks have 1,000 basically milligrams of cholesterol. That's if you have 3 ounces of solid egg yolks, which is probably about half a dozen of eggs at least. So again, if you're going to eat egg yolks or eat egg whites, you've already processed the food, you've split it up, you've made it unhealthy. So if you're going to eat an egg, eat the whole thing. All right. One more question. Ham hocks are in the grocery store, and they're smoked. Is that okay? No, that's not okay. Smoked ham hocks are very high in cancer-causing chemicals used to smoke it. So if you eat smoked ham hocks or smoked pig ears or smoked pig feet, you are obviating, that means doing away with, the health benefits. All right, we have Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Daniels, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, this is what I've heard so far is certainly an eye-opener to me, but of course it makes perfect sense. We're obviously surrounded by a cornucopia, and we have everything we need if we just stop paying attention to the authorities.
Correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, the agenda is pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I was on, I had a radio show with Janice Barcello. She and I were co-hosting a radio show.
Oh,
do you remember
we have a commercial. We got to pick you up after commercial.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have a question from Rich. Okay, Rich, you're back on.
Yes. I was just saying that I used to co-host a radio show with Janice Barcello, who is a birth educator, and we had you on several years ago. Anyway, it was a great show then, and it's a great show now. By the way, as long as there is a receptive audience out there, I would like to recommend that people look into Janice Barcello's works. She's written a lot of stuff about this, and she's done a lot of video interviews. The main topic of her research is obstetrical abuse, the abuse of children and birthing women.
Yeah.
And the obstetrical courts. And it's a huge, huge scandal. And we are paying.
It is. And the thing to understand is it's really ritual rape. Whether it's birth, whether it's a pelvic exam, it's ritual rape.
Circumcision is totally satanic.
Yep, that too.
It's a ritualized satanic abuse is what it is.
Yep.
I mean, without the guise of medicine, you know, cloaking it, I mean, if you saw somebody in a back alley circumcising a child, you'd know this guy was a sick bastard.
Right.
Anyway, it just goes to show that medical school is a very efficient brainwashing tool. I mean, if you look at how they train doctors, it's very similar to a military boot camp. Constant stress, you know, lack of sleep, unquestioning obedience to, you know, authority. You know, the doctors come out of med school without knowing anything about nutrition. It's like,
well, no, it's worse than that. They tell us stuff about nutrition that is totally erroneous. So it is miseducation, an incredible example of miseducation, totally. Did you have another question?
I do. I have a thyroid condition that I suspect came from living and growing up in fluoridated communities, fluoridated water. And since I moved to a non-fluoridated area, my thyroid has become hyperactive. And so I've been on this horrible stuff, which is liver toxic, I know, I think, called methimazole or tapazole.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, of course, you know, without it, I can't sleep. It wrecks everything. But I'm just trying to find out how to eat myself out of this hole that I'm in.
I don't know that you can eat yourself out of it. You can cleanse yourself out of it. So I believe a hyperactive thyroid, and other people may have different opinions, but my opinion, is that hyperactive thyroid is caused by parasites in the thyroid gland. So you can just apply turpentine to your thyroid gland like twice a day and then embark on cleansing. You can go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, and get your free turpentine report, and then follow that diet in the turpentine report, and I think you'll notice that things have settled down.
Okay, so that's a topical
the report is free. Yeah, in your case, it would be a topical application.
Okay, that was great.
Okay.
Anyway, again, she's written a book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. People really need to check this out because we are being brainwashed at birth, and it's affecting our whole lives.
Not only brainwashed, but raped, mutilated, and assaulted. It's a very bad thing.
Yes.
All right. Okay, thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wait, Gregory in California. Hi, Greg.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. What's up, and what's your question?
Oh, yes, Dr. Daniels. How are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good. I remember meeting you back in probably 2000, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4, somewhere around in there. You were in Reno, Nevada.
Mm. Yes, I was, for a panel thing.
Mm. Anyways, my question is, what would you recommend to try to get circulation back into a leg?
All right. Well, first, you got to figure out why the circulation left it. Any idea?
I think it was diabetes. He was on the onset of diabetes, and he had gout, and it went into 1 foot, and it turned black, and they had to take off his leg. It's above the second operation, took it above the knee, and now they're thinking about taking the other leg. And
so it's not you, it's somebody else.
That happened, so...
All right, we got a commercial. We have to come back after the commercial.
Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're doing the question-answer session. And so the question is, in a person who is diabetic, has gout, one leg amputated, what could be done to restore circulation in the remaining leg so it does not need to be amputated? Is that the question?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, this person has pretty much almost jumped off the cliff all by himself. And so pulling him back to the side of health, it's going to require his cooperation. First thing is to cure his diabetes. He must stop being diabetic. Is he type 2?
I believe so, yes.
Excuse me?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so he needs to stop being type 2 diabetic. The diabetes creates a stickiness in the blood that clogs with the blood vessels. So he's got to stop being type 2 diabetic. Next thing he has to do is do some cleansing. Make sure he's having regular bowel movements and that the liver is emptying out. Once he's done this, then he can massage that leg daily. He can't, but someone else can. Massage that leg daily with castor oil, and that will open up the circulation. So you know what Dr. Daniels, why can't he just massage his leg? The answer is if he massages his leg right now, it's going to release the toxins in the circulation. They're going to go straight to his liver, and his liver is already clogged up. It can't get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So he's got to follow a responsible diet. No. He's got bigger problems than milk thistle can solve. He's got to follow a responsible diet and cure his diabetes. He has got to, you know, this guy's, you know, I haven't met him, but I can tell you he has a lack of discipline. So he's got to change his diet to the point of curing his diabetes. And it's easy to do. Just go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com. It's free. Get your free report. And there, the diet is sitting right there. All he's got to do is pick it up and follow it.
And that's a Balfour diet?
Excuse me?
Could you spell that diet, please?
Candida Cleaner Cleanse Diet. Candida Cleaner.
Candida Cleaner Diet.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
And would you recommend acupuncture for nerve damage?
No. Is it traumatic nerve damage?
Well, actually, I think I pinched a nerve up in my neck, and I've got numbness in my finger and my other finger next to it on the left hand.
No. Acupuncture is a waste of time. So your problem is that the nerve is pinched, and so you have to unpinch it. And same thing, if you just massage castor oil there, and that'll release the chemicals and toxins from your neck and take care of the arm.
Just castor oil, huh? You wouldn't recommend, like, peppermint or what is that other one? I think it's just spearmint, I think. It's really
You can add it to your castor oil if you want to, but really castor oil alone will do the trick. You just have to rub it in. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so we get them on the Candida Cleanse Diet and castor oil afterwards. How long after he starts a diet?
Oh, you can just follow his blood sugars. If he follows a diet religiously, he should be non-diabetic in about 2 weeks.
Oh, so then you'd start rubbing in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's the, my brain's in a fog now. Candida Cleanse Diet. Okay, thank you so much, Doctor.
VitalityCapsules.com. Okay, all right, bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. The chat room is hopping. Someone said, what do you think about organic eggshell calcium as a source of calcium? All right. So, there is no evidence that calcium is deficient in the Western diet, and therefore it should not be supplemented. I'll repeat that. There is no evidence that calcium is deficient in the Western diet, and it should not be supplemented. However, if you feel you have a calcium deficiency, I would recommend green leafy vegetables as a source. Okay. All right. Dr. Downs, in your opinion, what is the best natural alternative to store-bought lotion that's effective and affordable, especially in bulk? I have terribly dry skin and trying to reverse from chapped lips to flaky skin, especially after showers. I don't want to clog it up with more toxic stuff. What can I do to remedy this? Okay. Stop using soap, number one. When you use soap, you strip off the outer layer of your skin, and you feed into this whole dry skin thing. No soap. No soap. And I would say no hot water, so like lukewarm water. All right, so you minimize the damage. The next thing is, what about softening up? You could use castor oil. But honestly, it's a dietary problem. You can take a quarter cup of flaxseed, soak it in one cup of water overnight, and then drink it in the morning. And that will fortify your skin cells so that they won't be dry. They'll hold in the moisture better. Then if you want to put something on your skin, you can put on either castor oil or almond oil, your choice. Okay, let's see here. I'll go back and get these things, my questions. Hi, Dr. Daniels. Is canned pork brains okay to use? No. Don't use canned pork brains. Don't use canned anything. So you've got to go find a farmer who's got a pig and pay him whatever he wants to get the pig brain. I mean, you're only eating it once every year or two, so and you'll see the difference. Hi, Doc. I'm looking for food to eat that will give me vitamin C. Nothing is local this time of year in the Pacific Northwest. You know, just do what they did on the ships. Eat limes. You know, you can even eat Brussels sprouts. That's in the Pacific Northwest. So I would eat Brussels sprouts. Actually, they're one of my favorites. That's what I do, have some Brussels sprouts, because this is Brussels sprout season where you are. Alrighty, let's take a look. Alright, okay, so that's that question. Hi, Dr. Ann says, canned pork, no. Is smoking meat the old-fashioned way good? Yes, however, you have to watch out for these rub sauces. They are soaking this meat in syrup and sugar and all kinds of stuff. So if you're taking your meat and you're soaking it in salt water and then you're putting it in your smoker, you're pretty much okay. Not a problem. Doc, which nutrients may help eyesight? Okay. So all eyesight is not created equal. So in other words, is it are you nearsighted? Are you farsighted? Is it cataract? You know, what are you trying to do? So for eyesight, the most helpful thing for eyesight I've found is that is a cleansing issue. It's not a rebuild issue. It's a cleansing issue. So the most important thing to understand about your eyesight is chemicals and parasites that are in your system are circulating in the blood and getting lodged in your eyeballs, thus interfering with your vision. Okay, so once you understand that, then you realize it's a systemic problem. In other words, you've got to open up your intestines, you've got to poop 3 or more times a day, that's number one. You can do that with Vitality Capsules, which you can find at vitalitycapsules.com. Next thing, you gotta clean up your diet to stop putting in the impurities and chemicals and problems. So you've got to go to a diet, basically, that you cook at home yourself with no canned foods, no bottled foods, and no processed foods. You can tell it's processed if the label has more than one ingredient. That's a big tip-off. But that would be the place to start, and to drink filtered water. So don't drink tap water. Drink either distilled water or reverse osmosis water. That should go a long way towards improving the eye concern. All right. I'm looking here for more questions. Have you figured out about the beans, nuts, and seeds? I'm not sure what they mean. Your trip to India must have provided some vegan, vegetarian ideas. I would say so. All right. Beans, nuts, and seeds. So the big thing about beans work best in a soup where it's 3/4 water and 1/4 beans. And then you can have some vegetables in there as well. So that's the bean discovery, not discovered. The other thing about beans is they do indeed go well with some kind of starch. But the problem in the United States or dietary habits with beans is we eat literally a bowl of beans and we don't have it in with enough water and vegetables for it to be digestible. In fact, when I first started eating in other countries and eating this Hispanic or Central American diet, they would have 5 times as much rice as beans. I was like, well, how does that work? Don't you need more beans? They look at me and say, no. And so the problem in the United States is we just eat way too many beans, super concentrated. Hummus is an excellent example, where you take the beans, puree them, and eat the bean paste, basically. So I would say lighten up your beans a bit and add some vegetables and water to them, make it a soup, and they should do just fine. Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds, the big problem with nuts and seeds is they're super, super, super dry. So the best way to handle them is not to soak them, but to puree them with water and maybe cook them in a sauce. And if you're going to eat nuts and seeds all by themselves, then just eat a small amount and have a lot of water with it. But that's the nuts and seeds and beans thing. All right, we've got about 15 minutes left here, so I am going to take a look at all the questions that I've been getting in my email that I have not been having time to answer. Okay. Here we are. Okay, I have a question, Doctor. What is congestive heart failure? Is there any natural information for this? I would greatly appreciate the information if you can. Thank you. All right. So congestive heart failure just means that the heart has been infiltrated with a bunch of toxins and chemicals, and the muscle is very weak, and it can't pump. In addition to this, the arterioles, it means the smaller blood vessels, are also clogged, and they can't receive the blood. So you got two problems. The heart can't pump it, and the rest of the body can't receive it. And so this is why the heart failure medications that focus on stimulating the heart to pump harder don't work. All right, so that's congestive heart failure, and what's the information for this? Is you've got to change your diet. It turns out that for heart failure, a vegan diet of unprocessed foods, no fake vegan anything, works beautifully and usually cures congestive heart failure in a week or less. So that means you're going to be eating things like broccoli and rice and squash, just simple vegetables and starches that are prepared together. And you can have as much salt as you want. Again, just my opinion, not medical advice. Check with your doctor first. All right, let's see. What else we got? We got a whole bunch of these. What do you recommend for alopecia, total hair loss? The question is, what caused the total hair loss? Now, some people lose all their hair from chemotherapy. Answer, just stop the chemotherapy and the hair will grow back very nicely. So if you have an idea what's causing your hair loss, then stop whatever that thing is. A vegan diet does cause hair loss. And to stop that, you can go off the vegan diet. Raw diet is even worse. And so you have to eat some cooked food and a little speck of meat. For that, I refer you to the rest of today's show, which gives you all kinds of ideas. So that's global hair loss. Now, there's other hair loss, which is discoid alopecia. That means little round patches that are just missing. And for those, for that hair loss, that's generally associated with candida or yeast or whatever. From that, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your free report, the Candida Cleaner, and follow that diet and avail yourself of some turpentine. Alrighty, let's see what else we got here. Oh, we got Kathy in Texas. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Dr. Daniels. Can you... I didn't hear the click that usually goes on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome back. Alleluia.
Thank you.
I'm so glad, and I'm glad to hear Dan again. I missed everybody. I have a corded speakerphone. So anyway, I'm so glad you're back. It's wonderful. And then I thought, just for your edification, there's a the oldest drugstore in Granbury, Texas, is called Ron's Drugstore. And it's just a couple of blocks from me, even though I can't go out because I hurt my back about 7 years ago. But the neighbor told me about it because I got him on your Candida cleanse and everything. And he couldn't believe it. They carry Diamond G turpentine. They have a couple of aisles that just are devoted to natural stuff. And he said it's cheaper than on Amazon.
Nice.
So you're having, look at the effect you're having. And this is in a town that has a Walmart and everything. So
anyway, a place I've never been. Yeah, I haven't even been there.
I know. Yeah, well, your voice has been there.
Yes.
And also the stories I've been hearing from locals are replete with turpentine stories.
Okay, great. We have to go to a commercial. Do you want to hold on?
No, that's all right. God love you, and I'm glad you're back.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're doing question answer. And I just want to remind people to check out my website, vitalitycapsules.com. And you'll have a treasure trove of radio shows to listen to if you like this one. All right. We have time for a couple more questions. That can answer anything a person just refuses to eat pork can do to strengthen joints and bones. You know, you could use a gelatin, although, again, you're better off just eating the stuff the gelatin comes from, which I would recommend a cow legs, C-O-W, legs. And then you just make a stew out of those and drink the broth and eat the solid stuff and the bone marrow. Just the only thing you don't eat is the bones. Okay. I did tons of questions. Dr. Dan, does the rice balance out the protein of the beans? I believe so, because it is such a rigid ratio all around the world. And it certainly makes the beans a lot more digestible. But the beans, you got to break them up with some starch, some vegetables, and some water. In other words, a soup or a broth. That is the best bet. Dr. Dan, is there any truth to nearsightedness being caused by abnormal curvature in the lens, which I think they say is what causes nearsightedness? Probably not. That's not really the cause. You have muscles around the eye that pull or can pull on the lens and move it and adjust it. And so no matter what your eye curvature is, you can have perfect eyesight. If those muscles are strong and they just move the lens to where things focus. Now, this is also why eye exercises work, because they strengthen those muscles. Nigeria was celebrating 6 years of zero cases of polio when they used to make up half of all the cases of polio in the world. What is this tribute, in your opinion? So polio is actually a disease spread by fecal-oral route. In other words, you have to literally eat someone else's feces to get polio. But when you have poor sanitation and no sewer system and no flush toilets, that's easy to do. So I would suspect that Nigeria has found a clever way to separate their sewage from their drinking water and to make it so their sewage does not come in contact with people. So once the sewage leaves your butt, it goes someplace where it does not, again, come in contact with people. That is what I would attribute to, because you know, I've really researched this polio thing, and the polio is caused by people coming in contact with other people's feces. So maybe you have a swimming pond where sewage water empties into that pond, and kids swim in that pond. Those kids might get polio. So that's that would be the thing. All right, we've got 3 minutes left, and I know a commercial is going to come on. So check out vitalitycapsules.com. Get your free report, the Candida Cleaner, and we'll see you next week.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years. years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.